Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I so appreciate you tuning in. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned right here. We got a great program lined up for you. Bottom of hour number two, Dee Dee Laugesen, the executive director of Save the Persecuted Christians, is with us. My co-host will be Rick Manning. We're going to talk about what's happening over in Nigeria, and it is, folks, it's getting worse. It is truly getting worse, and we've got to talk about Islam, because that is the entity that is murdering Christians around the world. And for some reason, I guess it's not politically correct to suggest that. I don't know. But anyway, that's the truth. And we'll talk with Dee Dee about what's happening over there and the persecution against Christianity. Also, we'll be talking top of the next hour with David Shostokas, our constitutional attorney. We'll talk a little bit about elections and the things that are revving up with regards to that. More states are determining that they had issues and that they want audits done. And we'll talk with David about that. And there's a big, big Second Amendment case. It is New York State Rifle and Pistol Association, Inc., and its plaintiffs, Robert Nash and Brandon Koch, versus Keith M. Corlett in his official capacity as the superintendent of the New York State Police. And this really speaks a lot to what concealed carry can and cannot be. It's going to, this is at the Supreme Court, which means that it will impact the law of the land on concealed carry. It's a big deal. We'll be talking about that with him. Bottom of this hour, Charles Butler joins us. Should discipline be racist in schools? Project 21 Black Leadership Network doesn't think so, and neither does Charles. We'll talk about that coming up. No topic, off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. And my guest, taking the place of his boss today, my pleasure to welcome, he is the MRC Free Speech America and MRC Business Associate Editor. Whew. Michael Morris. Michael, welcome. Good to have you, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Pastor Greg. I appreciate you having me on the show today.
Absolutely.
And yeah, it's a mouthful.
It is.
You're absolutely right. The title is quite long.
And for our folks that are listening, I think this piece is interesting. We kind of joked about it in the green room a little bit, but I think it is interesting. So, you know, MRC, it used to be tech, like Dan Gaynor, who's been with me now for, gosh, like 7, 8, 9 years. You know,
right.
It was the VP of, business culture, and they added tech, except that tech is not tech, folks. tech is free speech. And how appropriate.
Yeah, correct. I mean, you're right. It used to be TechWatch, MRC TechWatch, but we've since changed the name to MRC Free Speech America. And the reason we did that is because we saw the onslaught from big tech against the American people and against their free speech rights. So, you know, it was an appropriate name switch, and we thought it was important to point that out, that the big tech companies over there in Silicon Valley are not being beholden to the American values that we all cherish and love, the First Amendment.
Wow. Well, and not only, you know, obviously a lot of us understand, I mean, that's one of the reasons right now that I am broadcasting on TECNTV.com and on Clout Hub, because I know that at some point, you know, Zuckerberg and Facebook may come along and say, hey, you can't be here anymore. So I'm prepping for that. But folks, it gets worse. And you mentioned this. You've written a blog on the 17th of August talking about this just yesterday, talking about now Google, Facebook, Microsoft, Lyft, Uber, and Twitter are requiring employees to submit proof of vaccine. Now, there is a law that they may not be aware of. There is a guideline that says that if they mandate it, that any reactions that they have would become a workers' compensation claim. That's kind of an interesting twist.
Yeah, I mean, that is interesting. I'm familiar with Paul, but as you can see in the article there, headline, papers, please. COVID vaccine mandate's not enough. Big tech pushes employees to provide vax proof report. And, of course, that's according to protocol. As you noted, Google, Facebook, Microsoft, Lyft, Uber, and Twitter are requiring employees to submit proof that they're vaccinated before coming to office. I mean, how totalitarian, how tyrannical is that? Not only are they requiring vaccination, but they're requiring you to prove that you're vaccinated. You know, so I kind of spoofed in the headline. You know, it's both funny and also kind of terrifying. You know, papers, please. You know, that's the sort of thing that totalitarian governments ask when you go from place to place, making sure that you're following the state edicts. You know, it's grotesque, really, is what's going on. According to protocol, the tech industry has seen at least 11 companies require vaccination for returning to work. That included, according to their chart, Adobe, Airtable, Asana, Google, Twilio, Pure Storage, Facebook, Microsoft, Uber, and Lyft. And again, that's according to a living calendar put out by protocol.
Wow. Well, you know, and Michael, I don't, you wouldn't know this, but YouTube banned me for interviewing Dr. Judy Mikovits.
Okay.
Just simply, yeah, for interviewing her and getting her story and finding out, you know, how she was attacked. First, how she was celebrated, right? They gave her awards and everything. I mean, they were like celebrating the fact that she had discovered that there were issues with vaccines because of how they incubated them in lab animals. And that some of the DNA out of that was coming in with the vaccine and breaking the human barrier and subsequently causing potential issues, and that may have had something to do with a lot of the autoimmune deficiency diseases that people started having, starting in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and it just keeps getting worse. And they, it's a breakthrough, da 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 da. Well, then when Big Pharma got a hold of that and realized what that was going to mean and the potential liability associated with that in billions of dollars of potential lawsuits, all of a sudden, oh, wait, she's wrong. She's a wacko. She's a criminal. She's all these things. But the bottom line is that YouTube banned me for life for interviewing her. I can't even get a YouTube TV subscription, Michael.
Wow. Yeah, and, you know, Pastor Greg, you're right. Big Tech's been out in force. You're not the only one. They've been out in force censoring people all over the place for discussing things such as COVID-19's origins, which, you know, multiple companies have flip-flopped on. Mask mandates or vaccine efficacy. Look, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter silenced local government meetings and officials at least 15 times, I put in that article that you referenced earlier, over roughly the last four months. Among those, YouTube removed at least four school board meetings for allegedly violating the platform's COVID-19 medical misinformation policy. You know, Facebook even censored the Media Research Center after so-called fact-checker PolitiFact rated it both partly false and false in the same absurd fact-check. You know, which is it, PolitiFact? Is it partly false? Is it false? We would argue neither one. We took that chart that they fact-checked from the CDC website itself,
yeah.
And yet that post gets labeled on Facebook because of these so-called independent fact-checkers that they use on their IFCN network. And, it's just crazy. You know, Americans should be able to talk online, and we're being prevented from doing so.
I agree. I mean, I think it's nuts. I'm looking at right here. This is from an NBC Nightly News television screenshot that Granderson put up on Instagram, and it lists the potential terror threats. Are you ready for this? DHS's list of potential terror threats. Opposition to COVID measures. You're a terrorist! That's scary.
Yeah, that is scary. Definitely scary.
You know,
so, I mean,
go ahead.
Yeah, not only those examples that I listed, but even Senator Rand Paul, he was recently censored. He had a video removed from YouTube. The senator said, quote, "Apparently because I dared to contradict Dr. Fauci and the government, YouTube removed my video." You've got a sitting senator of the United States Senate getting a video of his removed for his speech because he disagreed with a government entity. And the left likes to say, well, yeah, but these are private companies. Well, they're not private companies when they're taking tips or getting their cues from government to silence viewpoints that they disagree with.
Well, and you know, let's go down a couple of other things. If you claim election fraud, you know, then you are a terrorist, according to these new DHS regs under this new administration. If you're going to celebrate 9/11 or religious holidays, you may be a terror threat. Now, those are the kinds of things.
It's just gross. You're right.
Well, but aren't those the kind of things, too, honestly, that should be investigated by news, should be really looked at, not from a let's promote this, but more from a, okay, let's analyze this as journalists and talk about, you know, what does this mean for what's supposed to be a free America?
Well, you're certainly right about one thing, Pastor Greg. Journalists are supposed to look at things objectively, and we've clearly seen throughout the years that that's not what happens in mainstream media. But to kick it back to censorship, the censorship issue, I'm sure you're familiar with the Babylon Bee, right?
Yeah.
That's CEO's Seth Dillon over there with the Babylon Bee, their outfit just got fact-checked and censored on Facebook just the other day. In fact, Lead Stories put out the fact check and labeled the satire article from the Babylon Bee as false. And anytime Facebook labels something, then its viewership gets nerfed or gets knocked down.
Right.
So here we've got a fact checker that's supposed to be taken seriously, labeling a satire website that's supposed to be comedy as false. Well, of course it is. It's a joke. That's the whole point. You know?
Right. Right. Absolutely. Well, you know, another story that's not being covered, we'll get to this on the other side of the break, but what's happening with the people who are being picked up about January 6th and showing up at the Ellipse to be a part of the president's gathering that he had there. We'll talk about that when we come back and how media is silent. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939, 800-544-8939. 8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Beach Jerky at PistolBeachJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolBeachJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPeteJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPeteJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation radio show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPeteJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPeteJerky.com and place your order today.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to the program. My guest is Michael Miller. And Michael is with MRC. And encourage you, you can find his articles, by the way, at MRC Newsbusters. MRC Newsbusters. Just go to newsbusters.org. Go to CG Contributors. Click on Dan Gaynor's picture, and you'll get over to Newsbusters. You'll be able to find Michael Morris's articles. Michael, I'm gonna spin off a couple of things here. That and again, these are should be news items. Again, we were talking briefly about the January 6th people who are being held, who've been denied a speedy trial, whose attorneys have been denied the ability to get discovery, who have really not had any kind of a trial at all, and yet are being held and treated as though they are guilty prisoners. There's that story. There's the Afghan story and the misrepresentation of media on that. There's the Hunter Biden, all kinds of stuff going on with Hunter Biden. The Cuomo brothers and you know, the cover for them. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Now, I'm going to ask you this. You're coming from a younger generation than Dan and I. What do you see in your generation relative to their reaction to mainstream news not covering these things, or even, I mean, do they realize that these things are being misrepresented, do you think?
Yeah, you know, you hope so. I mean, I think there's a great deal of skepticism in the media. I mean, you've seen that in polls in recent months and in recent years. And the hope is that people are skeptical of the news media because they're not being straight. You know, we've got a report here, a recent study from Rich Noyes. He's been with the Media Research Center for a long time. He's in charge of long-term studies showing liberal media bias. And his recent study is on the Biden border crisis. And his headline says it's worse than ever. Coverage, TV coverage, has dropped 96% from the Biden era peak in March, where it was 113 minutes on the border, to July, where it was only 4 minutes and 20 seconds on ABC, CBS, and NBC's evening broadcast shows.
Christmas.
That's for the entire month.
Yeah.
4 minutes and 20 seconds. I mean, that's ridiculous. You know, and you mentioned some other stories as well. The liberal media, and that's what it is. In fact, I might even go so far as to say the leftist media anymore. It's no longer just liberal. They're leftist, and they're in lockstep with the Democratic Party in a lot of ways. So, but yeah, August 12th, when the terrible July border statistics were released, none of the three broadcast evening newscasts bothered to even mention the numbers. That's according to Rich's study. On TV coverage.
So it's nuts. It is nuts. Well, you know, here we have Hollywood stars that are comparing conservatives to the Taliban. I have to say, I had a guy on yesterday that compared Christianity to Nazism. And then compared that to what's going on in Afghanistan and Sharia. And I was like, dude, you were just not even close. But, you know, that sentiment seems to be running all over the place. And somebody's got to put these people in check. And I'm so glad for Newsbusters that you guys, you know, are out there. MRC, Media Research Center, is out there calling out fake news and then giving people examples at newsbusters.org. Michael, thank you for what you're doing, for fighting for free speech and fighting for the truth. I greatly appreciate it. God bless you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you again for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
You bet. All right, we will be back, folks, right after this brief break. Charles Butler joins us on the other side.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance. so you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to LibertyHealthShare.org/Pastor Greg. LibertyHealthShare.org/Pastor Greg. LibertyHealthShare.org/Pastor Greg.